It's time now for Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson, a detective story in three parts with Geoffrey Hinsliff as Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon as Constable Wilkinson, and Jane Collins as Sally Kingsley. Part one, a routine case for the police.
I tell you, it's not good enough. It's not good enough at all.
No, sir.
That payroll job's getting nowhere. My desk's up to the inkpots in paper to sort out, and then I get this lot chucked to me.
Yes, sir.
And what does that mean?
What, sir?
Yes, sir. No, sir. Three bags full, sir. Didn't I tell you, you're getting more like a parrot every day?
Yes, sir. That's Wednesday.
Well, you are. You're even beginning to look like one.
Must be my beak, sir.
No, it's your feathers, Wilkinson. I can't stand green and red feathers. We're not policemen anymore. We're bloody waste paper men. It's all forms, reports and memos these days. My God, there's a bigger eye if you spell a villain's name wrong than if you let him off the hook. Look out.
What for?
That pedestrian, you idiot. Look, get out of the way, you dithering old knit face. What the hell's that for?
Just to warn him.
Warn them? Warn them? You'll likely frighten the poor buggers to death. Look, what are we rushing about for, anyway?
It's a murder call, sir. You said we had to get a move on.
I didn't say we had to do a jumbo jet act down the main shopping street. I mean, we're not flying out to drop supplies to a beleaguered Congo garrison, are we?
No, sir.
The woman is dead.
Yeah, from all accounts, yes, sir.
And not likely to revive before we get there.
It's not usual, sir.
When did we find the lady?
About 2 hours ago.
So everything's on the move?
Yes. Uniform lads are there in strength. Half a dozen cars. The doctor, print boys and the photographer all got the old hurry up when Mr. Allen heard it was murder.
Who said it was murder?
Well, I don't know. The Bobby who radioed in, I expect.
Expert in this line, is he?
Hardly. He's 21. But Chief Inspector Potts was on the scene pretty sharp to have a look for himself. He says it's murder.
In the bath, was she?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, I just wondered. Potsy has a rare old knack for catching them in the bath. Turns the silly old bugger on, I expect.
He said she'd been strangled.
Fairly easy to diagnose. I'm going to miss my tea again.
Looks like it.
Third time this week.
All in a day's work, sir.
Horse manure, Wilkinson. Hot, steaming horse manure. You know what I'm missing?
No, sir.
Steak. Thick steak. Fresh peas. Lashings of Laura's gravy. Never tasted Laura's gravy, have you, Wilkinson?
No, sir. I have yet to have that pleasure.
Well put, lad. You might. You might. I have all my young men round once or twice. While they last. Marvellous gravy she makes. All spoiled if I'm late. Remind me to ring her from Rosewood Avenue and warn her.
Right, sir. Mind, I never have much appetite myself after one of these affairs.
Nor me, to tell the truth. You've been to a few of them, have you?
One or two.
Oh, almost a veteran, then. What's Rosewood Avenue like?
Well, don't you know it, sir?
Of course I bloody know it. I'm asking you.
Oh. Well, mixed. Long Avenue. Bottom half's pretty ordinary, mostly semi-detached. Top end's the residential haven for a few of our more successful tax dodgers.
Not getting political, are we, Constable?
I hope so, sir. And there are one or two very substantial properties, very desirable, as they say.
So long as you have a substantial income to match. What about 26?
26, sir?
The home of the deceased.
Oh, Rosa Harris. I didn't know you knew.
You think I'm deaf, do you?
No, sir.
It's been bandied about the radio free of charge for the last hour and a half. What's it like?
Nice. Detached bungalow. Dormer windows, fish pond. Solid middle class.
Leaded lights and a burglar alarm, I expect.
Yes, sir.
Not the place you'd expect a murder.
No, sir.
Hmm. No fool you, then.
You think so?
I know so. Your middle classes are riddled with it.
What, sir?
Lust, lad. Lust. All bottled up behind them rows of noughts in their bank accounts. Till boom. One day it all blows out, so to speak.
Yes, sir.
Well? What are you waiting for?
Nothing, sir.
Well, get this damn car out of second gear and on the move before the boys in blue trample all our evidence into the foundations.
No doubt how she died, anyway.
You don't say.
Well, I mean, look.
She had somebody's tights twisted round her neck.
The doctor said
she'd likely been strangled. I'll say it looks like it. Could well be. Let's wait for the autopsy report before jumping to conclusions. Knowing them medical buggers, I'd not be surprised if they said it was a virus.
There's a lot of them about these days.
Let's have the details, then.
Yes, sir. What details, sir?
The woman. The dead woman, Wilkinson. Tights round her neck. What else?
Oh. Bruises on the jaw. Lacerations to the inside of the mouth. Heavy bruising on the upper arms and thighs.
Hello.
That's all that the preliminary report listed.
She was hurt pretty bad.
Yes, sir. Some bastard.
Never mind that, Wilkinson. You think she put up a fight?
I hope so, sir.
Now, come on, lad.
Yes, sir.
So it's an assault, a murder, and it could be rape.
Looks like it.
Forensic will tell us. Yeah. Very attractive woman.
Before this happened.
It happened. We can't change that.
No. We can't. Can we move her?
Yes. They've all seen her, haven't they?
Yeah. Everybody but the bloody milkman.
Then move her.
What about Chief Superintendent Potts?
Stuff Potts.
Sir?
It's an order, Constable. Tell the medical people to move her and inform Chief Superintendent Potts that the preliminary actions are completed. If he wants to argue, put him on to me.
That's better, isn't it?
Yes, sir. No, I didn't think it would upset me so much, seeing I like.
I thought you were an odd colour. Almost matched the carpet. What's her name?
Rosa Harris. Rosa Mary Harris.
Right. Husband?
Louis Harris, builder, contractor.
Where is he?
Out of town, Ilkley, on a hospital contract.
He's been told?
The local police are going to do it for us, sir.
Who said so?
Chief Superintendent Potts.
Potts again. What is going on, Wilkinson?
Well, it seemed reasonable, sir.
You should have done it, or me, or one of our lads. It's murder, man, CID work. Not for bloody traffic murder.
I didn't see it mattered, sir, so long as somebody did it.
Look, for God's sake, Wilkinson, he probably killed her.
Her husband? He's in Ilkley.
Oh, stone me. Have you never looked at the figures? Husband's first, boyfriend's second. Rapist's a poor bloody fifth or sixth. Still, it'll lull him into a sense of false security. I'll see him when he arrives.
Yes, sir.
How old?
Mr. Harris.
No, you idiot. His wife.
Oh, 29, 30.
Looked older. How did you know that?
Eh? Oh, I asked. A friend of Mrs. Harris's.
A friend? Go on. Which friend is that?
Sally Kingsley. She's in the kitchen. She found Rosie and called us out.
She looked older. Still, you can't tell when they've been belted about like that. Time found?
About four.
About?
10 to, near enough.
Better. What's this Kingsley woman doing here?
I thought you might want a word with her.
Yeah, when I'm ready. Have you given her any tea?
No. No, sir.
God, man. Even by your inaccurate watch, she's been here 2.5 hours.
I didn't think.
Time you did. Get her some tea and biscuits before I see her. And, the same for me. 2 sugars, remember. Feeling better, Miss Kingsley?
Yes.
Rotten business, isn't it?
Yes.
I hope my constable made you a good cup of tea.
Yes, thank you.
Good. You found Mrs. Harris, I understand.
Yes.
No forced entries, Wilkinson?
No, sir.
Windows?
All secure.
Back door?
Locked.
Front?
Unlocked.
Miss Kinsley?
It was unlocked.
You sure of that? You don't have a key?
No.
So, our man's likely somebody she knew.
Could be.
A door unlocked or a visitor with a key. It could amount to the same thing.
Well, I suppose it could.
She was found in the bath.
No.
But she'd been in the bath just before she was killed.
Looks like it.
And what do you do before you have a bath?
Well,
not you. Miss Kingsley.
Well, lock the doors.
You live in a bungalow?
No, a flat.
You knew Mrs. Harris well?
Yes.
Very well?
Well enough.
Well enough to visit without fixing it up beforehand?
Of course.
Do you live near?
Across the road.
Ah.
Well, not exactly across, about 10 houses further down the street.
A flat, you said?
Well, yeah, there's a dozen or more houses turned into flats.
You can see this house from your flat?
Yeah.
What made you call today?
I felt like it.
You often felt like it?
No, I work most days.
But not today?
No.
Right. Wilkinson, tell Inspector Watson I want a house-to-house routine set up. I want to know everybody who came down this street after 12 o'clock today.
Cars?
Cars, bikes, bloody camels, the lot. Particularly everybody who called here.
Right, sir. I'll see you, Inspector Watson.
I saw someone.
Oh?
But...
Who?
I don't know exactly.
But calling here?
Yes.
Go on, Wilkinson. Get after Mr. Watson.
Yes, sir.
What time was this?
About... 2:30.
About?
Well, I couldn't be absolutely certain.
But you were certain about the time you found Mrs. Harris?
Yes, I left my flat just after 3:45. I was listening to the radio.
Oh, right. About 2:30.
Yeah. Well, I didn't actually look at the clock just then.
But you saw the visitor?
Yes, and the van.
You were looking at the Harris's house at the time?
Well, actually, yes, I was. We're wondering whether to walk across, but I didn't feel up to it.
Oh, you're ill?
First day off in 5 months with a migraine.
Ah, yes, I'm sorry. They're rotten, aren't they?
You get migraine?
Yeah, now and again.
Join the club. Well, I was feeling along the shelf for the bottle of useless pills, and I just caught a glimpse of someone walking across from a grey van.
So you went across to find out?
Oh, not likely. I took my pills with a glass of water and flopped on the bed for an hour.
Man or woman?
What?
The visitor.
Man. At least he was in trousers.
You know who he was?
No.
No idea at all?
No. Well, I mean, who do I know who visits in long, greyish overalls?
Nobody.
That's right. Mind, I have a strange feeling I've seen him before. It's a feeling I suddenly got.
Suddenly?
Well, over the past hour or two, while I was sitting in the kitchen.
Tell me about him.
What's there to tell?
I don't know. You think about it. Back again, Wilkinson. That didn't take long.
No, sir. I called Inspector Watson on the radio. He's setting up the street inquiry.
Good. I've been listening to Miss Kingsley's thoughts on the matter. Later on, you'll have the pleasure of writing them all down.
There is something, sir.
In a minute, lad. Now, Miss Kingsley. At 3:50, you knocked on the door. The front door?
Yes. And I opened it.
Just like that. No striving, no pushing, no waiting for Mrs. Harris to cry out, come in.
But we were friends.
I'm not arguing, Miss Kingsley. You were friends. Go on.
Well, I called her name.
Rosa?
Yes. Rosa. Rosa. Twice. And then I said something like, hello, it's me.
She didn't answer?
No, but I thought she was in.
Why?
The television was on.
This television?
Yeah.
What was on?
Racing, horse racing.
She liked racing?
Well, not that I know of. There was no sound on the television.
Just the picture?
Yeah. I could hear the transistor radio loud enough, though.
It was on too?
Yes, in her bedroom.
So you went in?
Yes.
The door was open?
Yes. She was lying across the bed. It was awful.
It always is. There was no one else in the room?
No, just Rosa on the bed.
And you made no noise?
Noise?
Scream, maybe.
No, but I want to now. I could scream till I'm sick.
Not now, love.
Just let me sit quietly for a minute, please.
Fine. Take all the time you want. Now, background constable, let's hear it again.
Well, sir, Back door locked, front open.
Bedroom?
Curtains drawn across. Mrs. Harris on the bed, her dressing gown half on, half off.
So that's what they call it. Look more like a cellophane wrapper to me.
They wear them like that nowadays.
Oh, they do, do they? You've got first-hand experience, I expect.
Well, second-hand, you might say.
Do you wear one like that?
Me? No, I don't wear anything.
Oh, I'm sorry I asked.
Do you?
What?
Wear anything in bed and round the house.
Good God, that I do. Pajamas in bed and a substantial dressing gown when on the move.
Married, are you?
Yes, 18 years.
I feel sorry for your wife.
Never mind, go on.
Well, the bath was full of water.
So she was going to take a bath?
I suppose so.
Or she'd had one. Well?
I'm not so sure, sir.
You're not sure?
No, sir. Didn't seem important. I mean, she wasn't drowned, was she?
The weight of medical evidence seems against it. How about you, Miss Kingsley? Was she killed before or after her bath?
After.
So sure?
Certain.
Tell Constable Wilkinson why, will you?
Well, I felt ill and I went into the bathroom. The water was only lukewarm and a bit scummy. The bath towel was damp. There was talc all over the bathroom.
Yeah. Post-bath demise, then. Very observant of you. You'd make a good policeman, Miss Kingsley.
No, thanks.
You don't like us?
I think you're a crude, bullying mob who don't give a damn about people's feelings.
With big boots to match. Show her, Wilkinson.
What, sir?
Your feet, you fool. Don't bother. The fact is, Miss Kingsley, every time I see somebody like Rosa sprawled out in that state, I feel bloody sick. And I feel worse when it's some sad little lass of 12 or 13. The wretch in my guts up won't catch the villain. To do that, we need every scrap of evidence, and quick. But you're entitled to your opinion. So, it looks as if Mrs. Harris was watching television when she decided to have a bath. She turned down the sound and locked the back door.
But forgot the front door.
Maybe, Constable. She had a bath and went into the bedroom to dress, to go out, perhaps.
No. At least I don't think so.
Oh, why not?
Well, there were no clothes out. I mean, most of those she'd taken off were on the bathroom floor, but there were no fresh ones out in the bedroom.
You think that's important?
Well, yeah, Rose is a bit like me. Well, she'd get out most of her fresh things before getting into the bath.
A lot of women do that.
Yes.
So, we can take it she wasn't expecting to get dressed for some time.
Well, we don't really know that, do we, sir?
No, but let's just play the game. It might explain the front door.
Well, I don't see that.
Well, she was, not to put too fine a point on it, expecting someone to call. A friend, maybe.
Such as?
You?
No, she didn't know I was at home.
A male friend.
That's just what I was trying to say earlier, sir.
Oh, I didn't realise. What, something new, is it?
The neighbours, sir, seemed she had a regular male visitor. Not always the same one.
Typical.
Is it?
Oh, come on. You know it is. Sex-starved nosy Park is just dying to get in on the act.
Could be. Today, Wilkinson?
Yes, sir. And one of them says she could identify him. And a van, apparently.
But you have no name.
No, sir. Inspector Watson's arranged to take a written statement from the woman.
Good, good. Well, Miss Kingsley, how about your chap in grey? Are we going to spend days tracking him down? Are you going to help us?
She wasn't promiscuous.
That's not the question.
Just because she's found strangled without any clothes, everybody's going to swear she was a tramp.
You saw a man call, and she's dead. Who was it?
No idea.
But you saw him?
Yes. It wasn't Martin.
It wasn't?
No.
Martin is the one the nosy neighbours will identify.
Yes.
Martin who?
I don't know.
Come on, Miss Kingsley.
Look, she didn't tell me everything.
And you're her friend, close enough to walk in without knocking.
That's right. I knew Rosa for 10 years on and off.
And you're still trying to tell us you didn't know the name of a...
A lover, yes. Matter of fact, I never asked.
But you knew about it.
Yes, I knew about most of her men.
And you still say she wasn't promiscuous?
Yes. She took them on one at a time, Sergeant.
Chief Inspector, actually. I don't think Detective Constable Wilkinson introduced us properly. John Turner, Detective Chief Inspector Turner. You'll have to see my identity card.
No, thanks.
Look, if you don't know his name, can you tell us where he lives?
No.
Where he works?
Yes. But I'm not sure I should.
It would help us. And Mrs. Harris, in a way.
He's a car salesman. He sold them their last two cars.
Yeah, which dealer would that be?
We'll find out soon enough, Miss Kingsley.
I dare say Mr. Harris will tell us.
Elton Way Motors.
Well, it shouldn't be difficult to pick him up.
Depends whether he's still hereabouts to be picked up.
There's no point. He wasn't the man I saw.
So you say. Well, while I trot over to Messrs. Elton Way Motors, you can go along with Constable Wilkinson, and he'll write down your version of today's events.
Yeah, you're not going on your own, are you, sir?
No, I'll get Graham to drive me. He knows more about cars than you. He's written enough of them off. And, take your time with Miss Kingsley. So, get a full description of our man and one or two of the earlier ones. Treat her to another cup of tea. These buggers going on about community policing, and will prove of that. Treat her, and have one yourself. It might give you the energy you'll need to join Inspector Watson's house-to-house inquiry.
Tonight, sir?
Sooner you start, the better.
The whole avenue?
Every house, both sides. About 90, I'd say, counting the one we're in. See you again, Miss Kingsley. We can have a nice chat about police brutality.
Oh, I should have known.
Known what?
He dumped me on the house-to-house.
It's bad.
It's bloody awful. We'll be at it till midnight and all tomorrow. And do you know what that cunning old bugger's doing?
Talking to the garage owner.
Yeah, for half an hour. And then it's home to wife Laura's steak and peas and chips smothered in rich brown gravy. And Dan Graham's there eating it with him.
How do you know that?
Yeah, he told me. Just to tantalize me.
Oh, what will you have?
Glass of beer and a bag of crisps.
Salt and vinegar.
Cheese and onion.
You don't like him, do you?
I don't get paid to like or dislike. It can do me good.
How?
Well, he's a hard man. Hard on himself and every poor bug around him. But he gets the results. And his constables get promotion. Once you get picked to suffer his sarcastic tongue at close quarters, you're on the way up.
Like you?
Yeah, I hope so. It's me or Dan Graham this time. I've lasted 4 months. It can only get better. How about this bloke you saw?
I saw him.
Not the regular fella?
No.
You seen others?
Other what?
Irregulars.
Some of them.
Well, I hope you can describe him better than this bloke today.
I only saw him for a second or two.
But you saw it?
Yes.
Positive?
Positive.
What sort of a woman was she?
Very nice.
How nice?
Too good for most of the men she had. Particularly her husband.
He's bad?
He's a big, boozy, foul-mouthed, self-made heap of dirt.
Lordy, lordy. You wouldn't be liberated by any chance.
No chance in this male-dominated concentration camp. But I'm not prejudiced. He really is a big, boozy...
Yeah, fair enough. I got the message. Louis Harris. Builder, contractor, fixer. Never short of money, never short of women. Where did he meet Rosa?
Local entertainment club. She worked there, so did I. While I was waiting for the job in the hospital laboratory.
Yeah, I see.
You don't, you know. We were treated like slaves. Bloody little dog's body assistants. Washing glasses and showing our bums to the customers while we watered their drinks. You ever been in one of these clubs?
Yes. Part of the job.
On a Sunday lunch when the strippers are sweating it out in front of the British working man?
Yeah.
Then you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, I am. How long did it last?
6 months for me. Then I went into the hospital lab.
And you're still there?
Not in the lab. I'm in the computer unit now.
Oh, a clever one.
I'm qualified, if that's what you mean.
That's what I mean. Oh. What happened to your fellow slave?
Well, she was qualified, too. But she married Louis Harris. He was a pretty bad career choice, despite all the gold-plated bathroom fittings.
So, she got herself another man?
After a couple of years.
More than one?
Yes.
How many?
Oh, does it matter?
How many?
Look, I never counted. She said three or four.
Did Harris know?
Oh, you're joking.
Why?
He's a fully paid-up member of the wife-thumping brigade.
Oh, violent.
Pretty rough. He's been in your hands before now.
I don't recall.
I mean, the fuzz. Small wars in a pub after football matches. He gets off.
Always?
Except once when he was bound over. He can afford a good solicitor, you know.
So he'd have thumped her if he'd known about these blokes.
He'd have killed her.
Somebody did.
Yeah, but he'd have killed the bloke as well.
You sure it wasn't Mr. Harris you saw this afternoon?
A man. Just another man in grey overalls.
Casual caller?
Maybe. There was the van.
Where?
20 yards beyond the house.
Caller?
Grey.
Like the overalls?
Yeah. Grey van. No marks. A tall man in a grey overall jacket.
Casual, maybe.
Yeah.
Touting, selling, walks up to the front door, finds it's open, walks in and kills her.
You think so?
It happens. Word of warning.
What?
Chief Inspector Bloody Turner. Now, he'll be back to nag you. He never gives up. Don't let him get you down.
I won't, thanks. Are you really going off to start this house-to-house inquiry?
Me and 20 others. Well, I've started already. I'll see they give your place a miss, Miss Kingsley.
Thanks. It's been a pretty lousy day, and it isn't getting much better.
Come on, then. I'll run you back. Anyone else in the house?
A couple of teachers in the upstairs flat. Men teachers.
No. I'll pop in tomorrow.
Part one of Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson. Geoffrey Hinsliff played Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon, Constable Wilkinson, and Jane Collins, Sally Kingsley. Afternoon Call was produced for the BBC by Tony Cliff.